Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Hey, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Of course, you're welcome to participate with this show. No matter where in the world you're listening, no matter how you're listening, you can participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You can also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Just tell me who you are, where you're from, and feel free to ask a question. Feel free to make a statement. Participate in the show. The show is your show. What are we talking about today? Let's see. Getting up after life knocks you down. A little behind the scenes on how I title the shows that are just me. I think of great topics and I just post it up there. And then again, I don't prepare for any of these shows in the traditional sense that I set up an outline or anything like that. I'm prepared in my experiences in life and in sharing with so many of the brilliant listeners we share the entire time. So getting up after life knocks you down, I find it so amazing how readily we quit. But at the same time, how passionately we want our goals, how passionately we want to bring our dreams to life, how passionately we want to change for the better, how passionately we want to be healthy, how passionately we want to rebuild our relationships, how passionately we want to restore our relationships, our businesses, our careers, how passionately we want to breathe life back into our everyday experiences. And yet at the same time, how quick we are to quit, how quick we are to think it's over, how quick we are to get knocked down and stay down. Let's talk about it. Let's have an honest conversation about this. Let's have an honest conversation, not just some touchy-feely, oh, everything has its purpose, and not have that conversation. Let's have a real conversation about the dirtiness of what happens when you get knocked down and the courage and the strength it takes to get up. But first, I want to say hello to the A Better Today community. I want to say hello to all of you who share about this show, who post about this show. You know, when I started this show years and years ago, who knew how many people were going to listen? I knew I was going to have a listener base because I had started it when I had already established myself as a speaker, but not so much in the public as a public figure. So when I started this show, we had plenty of listeners, and it kept growing and growing and growing. And now the numbers are absolutely staggering in different venues, and how many people are downloading in iTunes, and how many are listening through other venues, and how many are listening on Blog Talk, and how many are listening through our website. It's just incredible to think of all the hundreds of thousands of listeners we have per show, and the millions and millions that have listened through the archives. And it's just incredible to know that this is heard in over 100 countries, and I'm honored, and I want to thank every single person who's out there and sharing this information, sharing links, and telling people about this. We have never advertised this show, not once. This is 100% grassroots, and it's an honor, and I want to thank all those people who are living this and living that power of one. It really comes down to that power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Most importantly, the philosophy behind that power of one. You can apply that power of one concept to anything. You can apply it to your goals, your dreams, your relationships, your health, the power of one. Take one step closer to what you want. Take one step in the direction of where you want to be. It doesn't have to change overnight, but when you take one step, you are undoubtedly closer, but you can't just want it. You can't just dream it. You can't just feel it. You have to do it. You have to do it. And there's so many people out there who are participating in their own dreams, participating in their own answers, participating not only in their own growth, not only in their own enhancement, but in those around you. So thank you all for that power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Let's talk about what we're talking about today, getting up after life knocks you down. Who hasn't been knocked down in life? I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody who hasn't been knocked down. Life, we can talk forever about how great life is, and there are many instances, and life is amazingly lived, and it's fantastic and wondrous and serendipitous and synchronistic, and it's beautiful, and you can have all the whole angels. There are times in life that when the sun shines, boy, does it shine, and it's beautiful, and it can bring you to tears to think of the majestic existence you can have in some of the times in life. But let's flip it the other way for a second and talk about the very, very real moments, true moments that life knocks you on your ass. That life knocks you on your ass. I know that in my life, I have been humbled and knocked on my ass more times than I can count. Just when you think you're unbeatable, life will knock you on your ass. I think that I've learned not to avoid it, but to actually know that it's a part of living, a part of it. A part of it is living with that life, with that movement. You know, we're subjects to the laws of physics, and I know I get nerdy on this show a little bit, but stick with me for a second, because I want you to know that we're subject to the laws of physics, movement. You might have a name, and you might have a birth certificate, and when you look in the mirror, you're a person, and you fix your hair, and this kind of stuff, but there is the objective truth of it all is that you are atoms and molecules in motion, and anything, any mass that is in motion must, by definition, also bear with it resistance. People say to me all the time, Steve, I think I'm living an enlightened life. I think I'm living an empowered life, but it doesn't seem like the resistance lets up. And I tell them, let me knock that delusion away from you immediately. Resistance never lets up. You're an object in motion. Resistance is actually how you measure the motion. Not only will your enlightened living, your empowered living, your motivated living, your optimistic living, not only will that not eliminate resistance, if anything, it increases it. Because the faster you move, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know. You know what happens the second you try and change your life. The second you try to change your life, the second you try to go back to school, the second you try to get a little time for yourself, the second you try to better yourself, the second you want to go on that diet, the second you want to be healthier, the second you want to pump up your relationship, the second you want to boost your career, what happens? Resistance. And we think we're cursed, when in fact, that is the indicator that you're moving. So many people who don't have resistance, who don't feel resistance, you don't feel resistance because you're not moving. Someone talks to you today and it's no different than talking to you 20 years ago. You think that you've got it. Oh, no resistance. But what you've got is no movement, no pulse. I'm calling people out today. I'm calling you out today. If you've got no resistance, you've got no movement. If nothing's changed, then it's because you haven't changed it and you're living a dead life. You're wishing and hoping and wishing and hoping, but not doing anything, and nothing's changing. You're wondering why nothing's changing, but the face you see in the mirror, nothing else is changing because you have no movement. But for those of us who are moving, for those of us who want something and are courageous enough, not just brave enough to want it, but courageous enough to get it, those of us know what resistance is. They know what the drama from your friends. Resistance comes in all forms. Drama from your friends, drama from your family, drama from your car breaks down, you twist your ankle, you whatever it is, you were ready to start your exercise routine and you twisted your ankle. You were ready to go out the house and go to your book club meeting and somebody called you, your kid starts sneezing. Something always happens, a resistance to keep you from moving. The problem isn't the resistance. The problem isn't getting knocked down. That has never been the problem. The problem is that you don't get up. The problem is that you accept the knockdown. You know, I've had over the years the privilege and honor of working with some high-profile athletes, and among those athletes there was a boxing champion. The man was a boxing champion. It's incredible to watch these fighters train the way that they train, and I was invited. He was a world-class world champion, incredible, and making somewhat of a comeback, and he said, you know, I understand boxing, but I need some sort of psychological edge, so I'm going to hire, and he hired me, and I was invited to watch this training camp, and it's incredible for someone who does moderate exercise. It's incredible to watch someone who lives exercise, and from the second they get up to the second day, I mean, I would show up to their training early morning, and it had appeared that they had already been training for hours, and they kept going and getting into the psychology of that fighter and watching them. You would watch as this fighter practices hitting and bobbing and weaving and bobbing and weaving and training under these incredible conditions. Just different ways of bobbing and weaving and who's throwing punches. And there's entire training segments where all they do is they get hit and bob and weave and get hit and bob and weave. And they're not even fighting back. This whole training's on defense. And afterwards in conversation, I said, you know, it's incredible. It's incredible how much training you do, how much stamina training and technical training you do to not get hit. He said, no, no, no. He corrected me, gave me a little insight. He said, no, 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 no. I'm not training to not get hit. I'm going to be in a fight. I'm going to get hit. It's a fight. All the training you see isn't for me not to get hit. I'm training my stamina and my mind so that when I do get hit, not if I get hit, I'm going to be in a fight. When I do get hit, I am mentally and emotionally prepared to get up. I am emotionally and mentally prepared to keep fighting. Folks, those of us in life, if you're moving, there's resistance. If you're in life, you're in this life fight, and sometimes it seems when life punches you in the face, it seems like you're in a fight. And in life and in movement and in planning and in goal setting and in being in relationships and in being in business and in being a parent and in being a coach and in being all these things, no matter what you're doing, if you're moving, you're feeling resistance and you are in it. You are in this fight. And it's not important that you don't get hit. You're going to get hit. You're in the fight. What matters is what you do and how you emotionally prepare yourself, how you physically prepare yourself to respond from that hit and not to quit from that hit. How many times have you quit? How many times has life hit you so hard that you don't even know where you are? You get hit so hard, you don't even know where you are anymore. You don't know who you are. And a lot of times, I know this has been true in my life, sometimes life uses other people to hit you emotionally. And now you don't even know who you are anymore. You don't even know who they are anymore. You don't know what happened. I've never done anything wrong to you. Why would you be betraying me? I've never done anything wrong to you. Why would you hate me? Why would you be so upset at my success? Life finds different ways to incorporate resistance. And we're so often defeated by it. We're so often disenchanted by it. We're so often just made tired about it. And you say, what's this all for anyways? What's it for anyways? Well, I'll tell you what it's for. Resistance is to build your strength. Resistance tests your commitment, just like when you're moving and you're living that empowered life and you switch your agreement with reality and you recognize that it's resistance checking your commitment, but at some point you turn into a machine and you say, no, it's my commitment that's testing that resistance. I don't want to be complaining anymore. I want to live my life in a way where I'm not complaining that I have resistance. I want to live my life in a way that resistance starts complaining that it's got to deal with me. Resistance is buying self-help books. Resistance is praying to all kinds of whatever it's got to do. It's wondering why it is that I keep moving. Resistance is going to get counseling and therapy because it doesn't know how to deal with the motion of my commitment. How would your life be different if your freight train self moved with commitment, unapologetically going after what you wanted, if you had the courage to stick to your goals? You know, I've been thinking about bravery and courage so much lately. I don't remember what it was. I think I went to go speak somewhere outside the country, and I got into talking, and we were talking about goal setting, and we were talking about getting up after life knocks you down. We were talking about motivation, inspiration. We were talking about the woo-woo spiritual stuff, and we were talking about everything that encapsulates this human experience, and I was talking about sticking to it. It's easy to make plans. It's easy to just say, and I kept reiterating, everyone knows that everything is easier said than done. Everything is easier said than done. Stop making that an excuse. Everything in life is easier said than done. It's easy to say you want to change life. It's easy to say you have goals. It's easy to say you have dreams. It's easy to talk about it. The reward and the challenge is in the doing, not in the saying. So we were talking about the difference. Why is it so easy to state something, to make a goal, to write it down, and why is it so challenging to do it? Why is it so challenging to follow? And I remember when I was in the military, so many great things I learned when I was in the military. And a lot of times they're kind of cracking down on you, but there is infinite wisdom in so many things that I don't even know if they realize the infinite wisdom in some of the things that they were saying. The Say Pop story, for instance, the Say Pop story I've told so many times. I don't know that this drill instructor was trying to have infinite wisdom. I'm pretty sure he was just upset with his troops, and he had probably said that Say Pop story a thousand other times to different troops, and it was a way of kind of insulting you back into your mindset. But to me, I found infinite wisdom, and another thing I found intimate wisdom on was another drill, not a drill instructor, another sergeant who had higher rank, of course, than I did. And this guy was, on the tail end of like the Vietnam era military guys, just old school. He seemed like he had been in the military forever. And now that I look back, I mean, the guy was probably, he couldn't have been more than early 40s. He really couldn't have been more in his early 40s, but he looked like he was 60. He looked like he was 60, probably smoking three packs a day since he was a teenager. I mean, his face was weathered. His throat, he talked like this. I mean, his throat was weathered. His face was weathered. But about as straight up of a guy as you'll ever meet. You meet a lot of those in the military. You meet a lot of straight up guys. And this was about as straight up a man as you will meet. And he was authoritative, but he his word was better than any agreement or document you could ever sign. It's the way that I run my businesses. People who go to business with me know that I learn this kind of stuff from men like that. I don't do contracts. I don't do any of that. My word is stronger than any contract you will ever write. And I learn these type of things. And on this particular occasion, there was some sort of something. I forget the specifics of it. And he was talking to me about life and the difference between bravery and courage. And you'll have to excuse me because it's a little raw. It's a little raw, but you have to understand that this is the two military men having a conversation, and him much my superior. I mean, I had probably only in a couple of years in the military at that time, and he had probably been in the military since before I was even born. So he was my superior, and he was imparting his raw wisdom upon me, and we were talking about bravery and courage, and I said, well, I think that we're all brave, isn't that true, sir? And he said, but I'm telling you the importance of courage. He said, Maraboli, let me tell you something. I need you to listen to me. I'm going to tell you the difference between bravery and courage. He said, any brave man will grab a lion by his balls. But it takes courage to keep squeezing. And I have never, ever forgot that, because sometimes in life, we've got to keep squeezing. It took the bravery to get moving. It took bravery for you to go back to school. It took bravery for you to get back into your relationship. It took bravery for you to trust again. It took bravery for you to love again. It took bravery for you to want to go back into the career field. It took bravery for you to start your business. It took bravery for you to get moving on these things. But sometimes, oftentimes, we know that that's not enough. Sometimes, once you're in it, you got to keep squeezing. You got to keep squeezing. Don't give up. You got to get up. Life knocks you down. You got to get up. It's not about not having problems. Life will never deliver. The only people who don't have the problems are the people who aren't living anymore. That's it. Happiness is not the absence of problems. It's the ability to deal with them. Don't be disillusioned in thinking that you'll eventually get to a point where you are so enlightened, so intelligent, so spiritual, so scientific, you've got it so figured out that you won't have any problems. Save yourself the energy and attachment to such nonsense. Life will always deliver something to you. The greater the motion, the greater the resistance. And if you're moving, if you're building, if you're loving, if you're passionate, there is going to be resistance. The more you want to go back to school, the more resistance you're going to have. The more you want to keep your marriage strong, the more resistance you're going to have. It's not going to be about grabbing it by the balls. It's going to be about squeezing and keep squeezing. It becomes about hanging in there. It becomes a question, not of your will, not of your desire. It becomes a question of your commitment. How committed are you to the change you want to see? How committed are you to the enhancements you want to feel? How committed are you to you? Why don't we ever talk about that? Oh, we become experts at wondering why other people betray us. We become experts at wondering why people don't stay committed or they don't keep their word to us. Why don't we ever talk about the nonsense we do to ourselves? You're wondering why so-and-so isn't showing you respect. You're wondering why so-and-so isn't keeping their word to you. You're wondering why so-and-so doesn't show commitment to you. You wonder why so-and-so isn't forgiving you. You wonder why so-and-so isn't loving you. You become an expert and you have them all on a list. You know exactly how they mistreat you, but what you're not paying attention to, which is the only thing that can affect any change in your life, is how you're doing those things for yourself. We never talk about that. How do you lie to you? How do you not forgive yourself? How do you not love yourself? How do you not accept yourself? We don't talk about this. How committed are you to you? Don't worry about how committed they are. They're dealing with their own nonsense. How committed to yourself are you? Or have you become a ninja at pointing fingers at everybody else? A ninja of telling everybody why it is you have it less easy than everybody else. But you forget all those years you made those New Year's resolutions, those springtime resolutions, the fall time resolutions, whatever you call it, whatever kind of resolution. I'm going to start a diet next week. I'm going to buy the Thighmaster. I'm going to buy the elliptical. I bought the treadmill. I bought this new workout, that new workout, this new knife, that new knife, whatever it is. You're going to change your life, and that's it. Who else made that commitment to you but you? And who else broke that commitment to you but you? Nobody. You want to be forgiven, but you don't forgive. You want to be committed to, but you don't commit. You want to be loved, but you don't love. You want to be respected, but you don't respect. None of these things do you do for yourself. And I'm telling you, unless you do them for yourself, it cannot exist outside of you. It cannot. Everything you experience in this life emanates from inside of you. You want to know something really crazy? This whole experience of the universe is experienced by individuals. Your whole life and your whole agreement with reality, your mind bias, how you see things, how you feel things, how you know things, how you share things, 100% of that exists in the pod of your being. The person sitting right next to you is experiencing something different. And the way that you experience the outside, or what we perceive to be the outside, it directly correlated with what's on the inside. And if you're not showing commitment to yourself, if you're not showing that love to yourself, if you're not showing that passion for yourself, you cannot find it outside. It's not that they won't have sprinkles of it, but it'll have sprinkles of it to the degree that you have sprinkles of it in your own life. There's a direct relationship. That's our human experience. Folks, we're talking about getting up after life knocks you down. I'm starting to get in on a rant. I'm going to grab a quick little drink and play a quick commercial. When we get back, let's talk about it some more. Getting up after life knocks you down. Getting up after life knocks you down. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. We'll be right back.
Of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. Or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
You are beautiful. Your beauty, just like your capacity for life, happiness, and success, is immeasurable. Day after day, countless people across the globe get on the scale in search of validation of beauty and social acceptance. Get off the scale. I have yet to see a scale that can tell you how enchanting your eyes are. I have yet to see a scale that can show you how wonderful your hair looks when the sun shines its glorious rays on it. I have yet to see a scale that can thank you for your compassion, sense of humor, and contagious smile. Get off the scale, because I have yet to see one that could admire you for your perseverance when challenged in life. It's true, the scale can only give you a numerical reflection of your relationship with gravity. That's it. It cannot measure beauty, talent, purpose, life force, possibility, strength, or love. Don't give the scale more power than it has earned. Take note of the number, then get off the scale and live your life. You are beautiful.
Forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time.
Welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Hey, make sure you check out our website, stevemaraboli.com. You can check out empoweredlivingradio.com for every single show we have ever done. Also, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Pinterest, we're on YouTube. And you can find our quotes everywhere. Make sure that please you share. You share. It's been the purpose of my company. I built this company when I was 22 years old. That was in 1997. I built this company with the sole purpose of making sure the arms of information, education, and empowerment can reach out and embrace everybody 100% free. We make the show available for free. We make our videos available for free. We make so much information available for free. Only thing I ask, we don't collect your email addresses. We don't do any of that. We're never going to reach out to you in that way. The only thing we ask is that you share. I say something that empowers you, that inspires you. If one of my guests says something that empowers you, that inspires you, let somebody else know about what they're up to. Let somebody else know what we're up to. It is us as a team. You know, Dr. King said, either we go up together or we go down together. I don't know. I'd much rather go up. And, you know, we're talking today. Oh, yeah. So check out empoweredlivingradio.com for all that stuff. So we're talking today about getting up after life knocks you down. Now, these are the conversations I think we should have, because there isn't anybody listening to this who hasn't been knocked on their ass in life. There isn't anybody there are so many people listening to this right now who right now are sitting on their ass because life knocked them there, and you don't know how to get up. You don't know how to get up. You sit down and you extend your hand. Imagine sitting down, and this happened to me. Oh, I'll tell you how many times this happened to me before my stubborn ass learned. You're sitting on the ground because life has just knocked you, the proverbial knocked you on your ass, and you're sitting down, and you look at the people around you. This is going to get uncomfortable, folks. You look at the people around you, and you reach up. Who's going to pick me up? Who's going to pick me? Who's going to help me up? I'm sitting on my ass, and I need help getting up. And you put out, you extend your hand, and which one of you is going to help me up? Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing how many times the same people who loved you and were praising you when you were standing up, isn't it amazing how many of them pretend they don't see you down? Oh, we can be real, right? Do you guys want real, or do you want touchy-feely? If you want touchy-feely, go to another radio show where they just lie to you the whole time. Let's talk real. There are times that the people around you pretend they don't see you struggling to get up. They pretend. They'll tell you they love you. But when you extend your hand, suddenly no one extends it back to help you up. It's a devastating feeling. It's a devastating feeling being down there and surrounded by people who were praising you a minute ago, and they're pretending they don't see you there now. But I learned a long time ago, after many of these instances, when I'm struggling to get up and I'm extending my hand, why won't you help me up? And I'm trying to get up, and I'm using the other arm to try and get up, and I'm extending my hand, and somebody help me. And everyone's acting like they don't see that I'm struggling. You were all celebrating with me a minute ago, but I'm down here. Help me up. And I finally learned empowerment, personal empowerment. I finally learned that if I would just stop extending that hand and hoping somebody else would pick me up, if I just planted it there, and now I had two hands, I'm no longer struggling, and I am helping myself get up. Oh, the empowering feeling of helping yourself get up. Oh, the empowering feeling of getting up off the ground when life knocked you down. And it's discouraging because life sometimes hits you so hard you feel powerless against it. But, oh, life, I'm not strong enough to stand up while you hit me. I'm going to go down. There are times that you hit me too hard and I go down. I'm not going to pretend that that doesn't happen. But every single time I do go down, I am strong enough to get up. I'm committed enough to myself to get up. I've learned the bravery. I've mastered the courage. What you've got to do in life, if you choose to be successful, what you're choosing is a life of courage. The bravery is everyone got. I told you the difference. The bravery everyone's got. Everyone wants to start new. Everyone wants to breathe life back into their careers, their relationships. They want to go back to school. They want to take the class. It's easy to say. It's easy to sign up for a class. It's not so easy to take it. It's easy to say, okay, I'm going to go through this relationship counseling. I'm going to go through these. I'll sign an agreement. It's easy to say that. It's challenges to go through it. It's easy to say, okay, I'm going to respect your opinion. It's a challenge to go through it. It's a challenge to follow through and become open-minded. It's easy to say, I'm going to start watching what I eat and exercising. The challenge is following through it. It's easy to say, I'm going to have more patience with my kids. The challenge is going through it. We know this. So when you are choosing this, don't choose the brave aspect. We are innately brave. We are innately people who will choose something different. We are objects in motions. So perpetual motions in our mind is a natural occurrence. We naturally desire things. We call it desire, imagination. These are perpetual motions that are happening in your mind. Your mind is a pattern seeker. It's a pattern seeker, so if it sees a pattern, it'll seek it, and it'll project forward. Again, we call that goals, dreams, and patterns that we seek in our lives. We find ways to want it. Desire. Desire, intent. This is the subconscious. This is the spirit. This is the mind. Wanting to project pattern forward. We've mastered that. It takes bravery to want to get up. It takes bravery to want to get up. The challenge is in the courage of getting up. The process. Those times that I was sitting there after life knocked me on my ass, I was sitting there waiting. But what was I doing? I was wanting to get up. I was frustrated because every cell in my being wanted to get up, but it wanted to get up on that condition that someone else does the work. I had made myself a victim. And if something knocked me down, then something has to get me up. And it was my attachment to thinking somebody else's job was to help me up that caused me pain when they didn't. Instead of realizing that it was my power, why am I begging? Why am I hoping? Why am I wishing? Why am I praying? Why am I begging for things that I can and have already been given the power to do on my own? Why am I not being the answer to my own prayers? Why am I not being the answer to my own intent? Why am I letting and looking for something else to be the point of origin of my happiness, of my success, of my relationship? Why am I looking for something else or someone else to be the point of origin of what makes me me? No wonder we're all miserable. No wonder antidepressants are flying through the roofs and kids, you're throwing your kids on there. You're throwing all kinds. No wonder. We're putting our own value and we're hoping and praying and hoping and looking for other people, other circumstances, things we don't control, things we can't control, people who aren't us. We're putting everyone and anything in control as the point of origin for our own value, our own commitment, our own forgiveness, our own love, our own careers. We're putting the power in a different point of origin that we don't control, and we're wondering why we're feeling so defeated. We're feeling so broken. We're feeling so imbalanced and left feeling impotent in our own lives. In our own lives. Life knocked you down and you stayed there. Life knocked you down and you built a home down there. and you spend every day wondering why someone else isn't picking you up. You spend every day wondering why someone else isn't fulfilling you, why someone else isn't forgiving you, why someone else isn't helping you, why someone else isn't loving you. And we forget that, shit, why aren't I doing this for myself? Why aren't I living the way I want to be living? Why aren't I moving in the direction that I want to move? Why am I waiting for you to give me permission on how I live my life? What I was doing when I was begging others to help me up was I was asking for their permission to get up. And haven't you learned yet that once you're down, the last thing you want to do is ask your local people permission to get up? Not only are most of them happy it's not happening to them, a few of them are sure happy it's happening to you. If we can be real, we know this is true. Why are you waiting for someone else's permission on how you're going to get up, when you're going to get up? Why are you waiting for someone else to be the point of origin of your career, the point of origin of your relationship, the point of origin of your success? Why are you waiting for someone else to give you permission on how you live your life? Why are you making resistance your master? Why are you letting resistance tell you where you're going and how you're going to get there? Why isn't commitment your master? Why aren't you letting yourself be so committed to your own goals and dreams that you can't help but inspire the people around you? Courage. Getting up after life knocks you down takes courage. Wanting to get up takes bravery. Getting up takes courage. Why are we not more courageous in our lives? A courageous life is an empowered life. A courageous life is a life that will still get knocked down, but will get up every time. It's not about getting knocked down. It's about getting up. It's not about getting knocked down. It's about getting up. It's learning your lesson. Life will hit you. Life will hit you. Life will hit you. Why wouldn't it hit you? Sometimes I can tell how great the mission, how great the goal, based on the level of resistance I'm met with. Sometimes if life hits me really hard, I must know that I'm on the right path. Because of laws of physics dictate that the faster I'm going, the greater the resistance. The greater the mass, the greater the force, the greater the resistance. But it's not my job to calculate resistance. It's my job to execute the mass and the force. I want resistance to tremor. I want to give resistance hiccups when it sees me coming. Just like anybody in my life right now, anybody, whether I know you for years, I've known you for a couple of months, if I just shook hands with you the other day, anyone who's ever crossed paths with me knows that if I want something, I'm going there. And if you dare cross my path, I will run your ass over. I want resistance to know that, and it does. Because I move. Do you know why I move? Because if I don't move, nothing's going to move me. All the hoping, the dreaming, the praying, the intending, the wishing, all the passion and vision boards aren't going to get you anywhere. You need to move. Einstein said, nothing happens until something moves. Of course, he was talking about the physical universe, and I know that all the spiritual gurus and the religious gurus will go, oh, Einstein was flawed in his thinking. Because technically when you intend, technically when you wish, when you send the prayer wish to the universe, things start to happen. And it sounds so beautiful. And on a subatomic, perhaps a quantum level that we cannot yet gauge, perhaps something does happen on that level. But you see, the things that you want and the things that you're seeing in the life aren't quantum things. You're trying to build a business. Are you building a quantum business? Do you want people to pay you with quantum money? Do you want to send your kids to private school and they accept quantum funds for that? Is the fact that they're about to turn off your electricity, is that a quantum issue? Can you let them know that you're quantumly paying them back? Is your relationship issue a lack of communication or a lack of quantum communication? Oh, if you don't feel that your spouse spends enough time with you, is it a quantum issue? What if they sent you intent and they said, honey, oh, it's okay. I know I don't spend much time with you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send extra prayers your way. I'm going to send extra intent your way. And that should quell the issue. Is it a quantum issue or is it a time issue? We know that this quantum field is beautiful. And as they begin to understand it, engage it, that's fantastic. But the problem is, life doesn't quantum knock your ass down. It knocks your ass down, and you need to get up. Too many people have been trying to quantum get up. They've been trying to spiritual get up. They've been trying that, and the more you try that, the more you're popping antidepressants, the more you're drinking the pain away, the more that you're drugging the pain away, the more that you're pushing everyone away in your life, the more that you're anesthetizing by artificial means, because you don't have the courage to get up. Sometimes we gotta get up. Not wish to get up, get up. Not pray to get up, get up. Not hope to get up, get up. You've got to get up. It's easy to want. Do. It's easy to hope. Do. It's easy to intend. Do. The challenge and the reward is not in the asking or the wanting. The challenge and the reward and the success is in the doing. And I don't need to back this scientifically right now. I back this in your experience of life. How long have you wanted to live healthier? How long have you wanted to go back to work, to go back to your hobby? How long have you wanted to rebuild your career? How long have you wanted to remedy your relationship? How many resolutions have you made every New Year's? How many resolutions have you made every spring? How many resolutions have you made for diets and exercise? How many have you made, and how successful have you been? That's the proof. Wanting is easy. Hoping is easy. Intending is easy. Buying a book about it's easy. Buying a magazine is easy. Praying is easy. All these things are easy and psychologically helpful. However, the reality doesn't experience. You don't put it into this world where anyone else can see it unless you do it, unless you live it. And that isn't as easy. And that's why so many of us fall away, because we talk the talk. We talk about what we want. We've learned to eloquently express our desires, but we have faltered. We have faltered in cowardice when it's time to move. You need to be courageous enough to move. You've got to love yourself enough to be what you love yourself enough to want. Isn't it incredible where commitment falls away in our lives as humans? You love yourself enough to want the best relationship. You love yourself enough to want to be the best parent. You love yourself enough to want to have the best career. You love yourself enough to want to be healthier. You love yourself enough to want to look great in the summertime. You love yourself enough to want to read books. You love yourself enough to want to go back to school. You love yourself enough to see great changes for yourself in your life. But we very, very rarely love ourselves enough to do it. to be courageous enough to break through the resistance that comes with moving, moving towards our goals, moving towards our dreams. Stop looking at everybody else. Nobody else is there to help you. Some may help you, but no one's there to help you. You've got to do. No one can do for you what you need to be doing for yourself. Have the courage to move. Have the love, respect, and commitment enough to be, as Gandhi said, to be that change you wish to see. Gandhi was talking about peace in general, and he was saying, they were asking him why he took such a stance on nonviolence. I mean, here they are hitting people, and he's saying, don't hit them back. And this was an extreme method, and this method of nonviolence. And they asked about it, of course, he says, I want to see peace, so I'm going to be peace. You have to be the change you wish to see. So he was specifically talking about that, but that is a perfect example for anything you want in your life. If you want a healthy lifestyle, you have to be healthy. You can buy all the cookbooks. You can buy all the workout tapes. You can do all of that, but that's all going through the motions. But until you go walk outside, run outside, you do your push-up, you do your sit-up, until you take that Thigh Master out of the package and actually use it, it's all nothing. It's all a continuous lie you tell yourself. A continuous lie you tell yourself. And it becomes a travesty, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because what happens in that lie is that life knocked you down, and the people are looking over you, knowing you just got knocked on your ass. And you specifically know that you just got knocked on your ass, and you're sitting there, instead of having the courage to get up, you're sitting there lying to yourself, saying, oh, I really like it down here. Oh, this is so much better than being up. Oh, I like it down here. Sure, I can get used to getting trampled down here. Sure, I can get used to it. Oh, this is my destiny to be down here. Oh, how many of you have said that? I know I have. Oh, this is my destiny. This is my destiny to be down here. Some people are put on this earth to be up there, but no, I'm pretty sure since it keeps happening to me, it's me. This is my destiny. Bullshit. Get up. I love you enough to say bullshit. Get up. Don't you dare sit there any longer. You are not sent here to be less than anyone else. You were not sent here to be less than anything else. Get up off your ass. Stop waiting for someone else to do it. Stop hoping that someone else will do it. You do it. You be the answer to your hope. You be the answer to your prayer. You have everything you need. Right now, within you, you have everything you need to fulfill your purpose. Stop being such a coward. And get up. This fight's not over. Get up. You're in it. If you're moving, there's resistance. Don't hate the resistance. Recognize that it is your proof that you're moving. Let the resistance hate you. Don't you hate the resistance. Move towards your goals. Move towards your dreams. Let every single day find you moving towards your goals. Let every single day find you getting up if you got knocked down. If you're up, then let every single day find you moving towards your goals. And if you're passing by some people who have been knocked down, feel free to help them back up too. But keep on moving. Because it's in the end, it'll never be a tally of the knockdowns. It'll never be a tally in the knockdowns. I've been so blessed to have volunteered for so many years at veterans hospitals and spend the last days, moments, and sometimes even minutes with dying veterans. And in many ways, I experienced the same thing as I sat and watched my beautiful mother be completely murdered by cancer. And as I watched it and spent time with all these veterans, as I watched and spent time with my mom, and have intimate conversations with strangers and some people I knew as friends, and then of course the person who brought me into this world. And as I sat there and I've had conversations with so many of them, I've learned. It's never, ever about the tallying of the knockdowns. It's always, always, always the character you build, the commitment you get, and the courage you are reinforced with every single time you get up. Life is about getting up. So get up. You're better than that. Get up. You are better than that. Move towards your goals. Today is a brand new day. Don't ever, ever, ever accept anything other than forward progress towards your greatest self. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Hey, make sure you check out our website, stevemaraboli.com, empoweredlivingradio.com. Find me on Facebook, find me on Twitter, find me on Pinterest. More importantly, find you on Earth today. Get your ass out there, and when you're moving towards your goals, remember that this New Yorker, I love you and I'm cheering you on. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. We'll see you next time.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.